तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृता सिन्धुभ्यैः पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरवप्रसिद्धे Today, very auspicious day, the Vishwarupa Gauru. Today, Mahaprabhu invested, searched, covered, discovered the date of the disappearance day of Vishwarupa Prabhu, his elder brother. And he did khau karja. He was sept everywhere. In Gaudiya Vaishnava, we do all. Today we will do mandan all. But this auspicious day becomes more auspicious that our Gurudev also in Katwa took sannyas on very day, today. And my Param Pujyapad Siksha Guru Om Vishnu Pad. No. What name? His first name. Abhay Charan. My Pujya Pad. Pujya Guru. Abhay Charan. Bhakti Vedan. He also took sannyas here. He was not ready to take sannyas. From beginning he was opposite. He wanted to be in family life. But Prabhupada, the mercy of Prabhupada and the mercy of Guru Gauranga, mercy of my Gurudev, they were given like this, pushed him to take sannyas. I have also pushing him to do, why not? What is the reason that you don't want? He told me that, you know that he was the director of Bengal Chemical, next vice chair. And I wanted to bring it more advanced. But I was felt, I will have to, I left it. And then I came to Allahabad, started on my own business, chemical. That was felt. Then I started a very big shop of medical shop, where Jawaharlal Nehru, his daughters and all family used to come to purchase medicine. But gradually, and now I am penniless. He was touring in tour as a medical representative with the medicines of I Ching and so many things. Used to make himself. But where he came, when he came here in Mathura, he also, it was there. Penniless. I heard that he is here by Kunj Bihari Prabhu. That I have seen that Prabhu is there. I went there and forcibly I took his all luggage. Any dhamshala near Jamuna. and forcibly took him and gave her home here, equal to me, and I gave him all kinds of facilities that he used to translate and do so many things. I requested my Gurudev, you don't want to take sannyas. Can you request him? Because he is your god brother. And then myself too, and Muni Maharaj, at that time Sanatana Prabhu, standing in the right side of Gurudev. It was like, if you will take sannyas, I will in 96 years age, I will also take sannyas. And seeing all these circumstances, he was bound to take. I told that your life is not far from family house and to distribute medical medicines and all these. Your Gurudev never wanted this. And at last, here, where you are sitting, oh, he took sannyas. The photo is for at that time. Krishna Das, you know Babaji, Krishna Das Babaji. He was singing kirtan, doing kirtan. Sesai, witness here, he was also singing. And myself, Purohit.
Priest.
I made his danda, cloths, bahirvas, and everything, danda. And how to use, I taught him. So, he was able to preach in Western country. Very soon. If no sannyasi, no preaching. Grihastha cannot preach like sannyasi. But sannyasi should be ideal like him. Ideal like my Gurudev. Don't think that my Gurudev was not qualified to give him sannyas or shiksha. Don't think. He saw that he is my shiksha guru. And that is why he, though there was so much link with Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, Pujyapad Tirth Maharaj of Mayapur, all were so learned scholars. But he took sannyas from him. Why? Not by chance. And sannyas is not significant. You should not think this. Sannyas gives entrance in the bhajan. Gopi bhajan, gopi move. And so he was able to go, and in couple of years did miracle that all he preached over all world, midst of seas, top of mountains and jungles and everywhere. Translated books and distributed. Machinery was made by him that even teeny-aged girls like Shyam Rani and Vrindavan Vilasini, perhaps Manjari joined afterward. Long ago. Manjari.
Same time,
she is so senior.
She went to Muslim country.
Muslim country?
Yeah, Iran.
You took their water?
Namacharya was born there.
Namacharya was born there.
Oh. Hare
Krishna.
So how he was, how he was powerful. So he was earned of it, Srila Prabhupada. By this hand, Briji Nagna, Swati, Dorbhi Rashan, Nathan. So he was the Dorbhi of Srila Prabhupada and preached everywhere. You should know, now preaching is very, very
easy.
But at the time of Prabhupada, at the time of Swamiji in Western country, it was very, very difficult. Very difficult. So, we see that Krishna Shakti power. Otherwise, anyone cannot do miracle like this. So, I give my Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my Gurudev and my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parsi Srimad Bhakti Vedam Swami Maharaj, or whole Guru Parampara. Shyamarani Sudhi speaks.
First I offer my humble obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramaradhika, Diksha Guru Sarasatma, Nitya Leela Purusha, Om Vishnu Padas, Roses of Sri Srimad, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And I say my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramaradhika, Diksha Guru Sarasatma, Om Vishnu Padas, Roses of Sri Srimad, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. To all of our Guru Bhaga and all the assembled devotees. Srila Gurudev was just speaking about what's called Srila Prabhupada's Naravid Leela, that is, his human-like pastimes. He explained way back in 1997 that Srila Prabhupada and any pure devotee have two features, that is, Mokdara and Sarvagya. That is, they simultaneously know everything, and at the same time, they appear like a human being. In that class in 1997, Viparashra Maharaj asked Gurudev, sometimes can Yoga Maya cover the knowledge of the Guru if from the heart of the disciple? If the disciple wants to cheat that guru, and he's speaking about Srila Prabhupada because Gurudev is saying how Prabhupada knows everything and he knew everything that happened in Gurukula, and he arranged it that way so that everyone could get purified and the whole universe could get some semblance of Krishna consciousness. So Gurudev replied, no, that's never possible. By the grace of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada and any pure devotee, any bona fide guru is omniscient. They are simultaneously mukta and sarvagya. They may appear like a human being, and Srila Prabhupada may appear like a Madhyama Adhikari, but always, because they're from Goloka Vrindavan, they know everything and nothing can be hidden from them. Srila Prabhupada himself, throughout all of his literatures, lectures, and letters, has given us the indication of his real self. That is, in one letter to me, he wrote that there's no difference between myself and my picture. So if you neglect or throw pictures here and there, that is a great offense. Those who are from the spiritual world, there's no difference between their picture and themselves. They're both real. But those who are from the material world, both the picture and the person are illusion. Srila Prabhupada spoke so many times in lectures and his purports and translations of his books, how this Vasti Bhakti or Bhagavati Kinchana, all the demigods and their qualities are all residing in the pure devotee. And their qualities are like renunciation, full knowledge, all the good qualities. The demigods reside in the senses of all living entities, but they desire and have a great greed to live in the body of devotees like Srila Prabhupada so they can get their association. When Vidura was speaking with Uddhav, Uddhav was exhibiting manifestations of transcendental ecstasy, and then he solaced himself and spoke something to Vidura. Srila Prabhupada explained there that any pure devotee is simultaneously in Goloka Vrindavan, and he also manifests himself here in this world. He said that great demigods like Yamaraj, Brahma, and all great sages, all pure devotees, have what's called Tri Kala Gyan. That is, they have knowledge, full knowledge, of all the phases of time, past, present, and future. He may exhibit some humility, as Srila Gurudev said, Prabhupada said, oh, I'm afraid to take sannyas because then Krishna may take away everything. So here's another example of his humility. One devotee back in 1972 asked Prabhupada, do you get diseased and you get sick sometimes? Prabhupada said, yes. The devotee said, is that your karma? Prabhupada said, yes. The devotee said, but I thought a pure devotee is free from karma. Prabhupada said, yes, he's free from karma. Then the devotee said, and you're the best devotee. So Prabhupada said, no, I'm not the best devotee, I'm the lowest devotee. You're the best devotee. And that devotee wasn't even initiated. So the Prabhupada translates and writes in his purports in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in regard to Maitreya speaking to Vidura, that when Vidura asked, how is it that although the Supreme Lord is residing in the hearts of all living entities, they perform activities which produce misery and suffering to them? So Maitreya appeared to be astonished. And then he answered without hesitation. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada wrote that the pure devotee, the spiritual master, may appear to be ignorant. He may pretend that he doesn't know something. But actually, he knows every intricate detail of matter in all universes. One who knows the details of the tree automatically knows all the details of the shadow of the tree, which hardly has any details. So one who knows Krishna, yasmin vidyantam sarvamevam vidyantam bhavati, he knows all details of matter. He knows everything about all of the Lord's domains in the material creation. He not only knows God and religion, but he knows everything about the material world as well. And he knows the hearts of all, not only disciples, but he knows all living beings. He can enter into the hearts of all living beings. If Srila Sukadeva Goswami could do that, if Sri Narada Muni could do that, then what to speak of Srila Prabhupada, who is even a more perfect guru? Srila Gurudev explained on his own Vyas Pujadev that Srila Prabhupada cheated everyone by not revealing who he actually is. There's so many gurus like Narada, like Prahlad, and they're all great gurus, but the perfect guru is like Srila Prabhupada, who is the maidservant of Srimati Radhika. Only those who are in Kunja Dwana Vesikeli Siddhai, because their instigati is highest. Therefore, they are the highest and most perfect gurus. So Srila Prabhupada knows everything, past, present, and future. There's some indication we can get from that. Number one, he's right here right now watching all of us. We can't hide anything from him because he sees everything. And on the other hand, we can pray to him and expect that he hears our prayers. Srila Prabhupada wrote in one letter that you place your boga in front of the spiritual master, in front of my picture on the altar, and then I will take care of offering it to the Lord. And we know that no male can enter into the kunjas of the Lord and offer prasadam to Radha and Krishna. So in that form as maidservant of Srimati Radhika, he takes care of the whole offering. One of my godbrothers, Bharadraja, once asked Srila Prabhupada, can we take it that the pure devotee is non-supersoul, and that he's all-pervading, that he can be in many places at one time? And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, he can be anything by the grace of the Lord. Then another devotee who was sitting there, Duryodhana Guru, asked, well, then, is the pure devotee omniscient? So Prabhupada replied, he can be anything, omniscient and anything by the grace of the Lord. As God is omniscient, so his representation, his manifestation, Sri Guru, is also omniscient. He may only appear to be bewildered or afraid or not understanding something. I once asked him, when we were speaking together, he was giving me some very profound knowledge. So I said, Gee Swamiji, we called him Swamiji at that time. Gee Swamiji, you know everything. So Prabhupada replied, yes, unless one knows everything, how can he be a teacher? When Srila Prabhupada was explaining how it was not the fault of Srila Prabhupada that there were so many problems in the Gurukula, but because Srila Prabhupada was present, the sinful reaction of the Gurukula was so much reduced. They would have had to suffer so much more. And at the same time, they got his association. He shot him from his own hand and Hari Kata from his own mouth. He even touched their hands to help them write. In that class, Srila Gurudev was explaining that because Srila Prabhupada is not different from Krishna, and although he expresses himself as humble, the disciples should see him as the manifested representation of Krishna. Prabhupada is, to some of us, Kshitra Guru, and he's the manifestation of Krishna's form. To the same of us and to others of us, he's Shikshi Guru, the manifestation of Sri Krishna's personality. So Krishna himself gets criticized from doing certain things, like Duryodhana and Jarasandha criticized Krishna, that, oh, he danced with so many others' wives. He told a lie on the Battle of Kurukshetra. He said that Aswatthama was dead. But actually, Gurudev said only Krishna was telling the truth. Maharaj Yudhisthira wasn't telling the truth because he said Aswatthama the elephant. And everybody else thought that Aswatthama was still alive. But only Krishna knew because he created him and he knew that during this battle of Kurukshetra, he would be destroyed. So Krishna was perfect though everyone else was unperfect. Ramchandra ran after the deer who was actually a demon. And his brother, Lakshman, told him, brother, don't go after that deer. He's actually a demon, not a deer. It's a trick. So Ramchandra said, that's all right, brother, no harm. What I'm going to do is for the benefit of the entire universe. And then he went. It wasn't that he was under the shadow of Maya, Srila Gurudev said. Similarly, everything that Srila Prabhupada did, because his manifestation of Krishna, was for the benefit of the universe. Though there seemed to be problems, problems would have been much greater. Prabhupada gave sannyas to so many who, 90% of whom fell down. So Gurudev said, does that mean that Prabhupada did not know the qualities of sannyas? No. He engaged the whole Gurukula, he engaged all the sannyasis, he engaged everyone in preaching his message all over the world. Just like one thorn takes out another thorn, a splinter, and then throws it out. So Srila Prabhupada was engaging some with others and giving people a summary punishment of their law, of the law of karma, and at the same time using everyone to spread his mission all over the world. And only those who were devotees remained. So he was saying that Srila Prabhupada is just like Krishna. But Vaishnavera Priyabhuta Vijay Nabujaya. An ordinary person, a general person, even if he's a great scholar, even if he's very intelligent, full of knowledge, he can never understand anything about the activities of the pure devotees. So in this way, we see that Srila Prabhupada is a manifestation of Krishna. We can also apply that to Srila Gurudev. Srila Prabhupada wrote in one letter regarding his own murti, Shakshatra Ritena Samasta Shastri. Because the spiritual master is non-different from Krishna, Krishna is Savior Bhagavan, and Sri Guru is Sevaka Bhagavan. He is also Bhagavan, but he's servant Bhagavan. Therefore, when you have the installation ceremony for My Beauty, it should be exactly the same as the installation for the deity of Krishna. There was a controversy going on that did Srila Prabhupada know everything that was going on in Gurukula? Because if he did, then he allowed something bad. Actually, he made something wonderful, but people say he couldn't have known. And by Srila Gurudev's grace, we were writing articles that Prabhupada knows everything. So some people were saying, well, that means you're a Mayavadi because you think Prabhupada is the same as a super soul knows everything. So once in Alachua, at the end of the class, I asked Gurudev that super soul is omniscient and the pure devotee is omniscient. So what is the difference between the omniscience of the super soul and the omniscience of the pure devotee? So I thought he was going to say that the super soul is a little bit more omniscient. But instead he said, because the super soul can't even reach Goloka Vrindavan. Instead he said, and not even about the super soul, he said, oh, the pure devotee knows even more than Krishna. Because Krishna is so busy playing with cows, coward boys, and gopis that he can't see all the sufferings of all the living beings who are rotating in the species of life in this material world. But the pure devotee is his condensed mercy. So he sees more than Krishna, and he knows more than Krishna. So Srila Gurudev is giving Srila Prabhupada Narada-seva, and actually, he knows everything past, present, and future. He knows what's in our hearts. As Srila Gurudev said, I know who of you are writing praying letters to each other. If you come to me and tell me, oh, I have so much lust, and I can personally take it away, just like if you throw garbage into a fire, the giant fire completely burns everything to ashes. But if you don't come to me and you try to hide it, then that lust will increase and increase and destroy you. If you come to me and I ask you, how are you? And you say, oh, I'm all right, no problem, oh, no problem, and you don't tell me you have a girlfriend, then that problem, because you tried to hide it from me, that problem will go in like a needle and out like an atom bomb and completely explode your Krishna consciousness. So in this way, Srila Gurudev was very merciful to share his own personal experiences with Srila Prabhupada's Narada Leela and also give us Srila Prabhupada's actual greatness as simultaneously Mukjada and Sarvajya. If I could just mention one more tiny thing. I was in a once in a blue moment in a vehicle with Srila Gurudev. So Sri Prabhajana Prabhu was reading letters from devotees who had just gotten initiated in Australia. This is in 1997. And Gurudev said, what? Who's that? And Prabhajana Prabhu said, you know, the mother of so-and-so who just got initiated by you? And Gurudev said, oh, yes, yes. And I asked him after the letter reading, how is it that you appear not to know your disciples? So he said, I forget my own body, or to speak of the body of others, but I never forget the real person. He said, just like the gopis, just like the manjaris, they're mukdada and sarvagya. They're like little tiny teenagers, and they're very flirtatious and appear to be very innocent and knowing nothing. But actually, they know the minds and hearts of Krishna, and they can control Krishna as well. So our Srila Prabhupada, being one of them, is the same way, and we find that out by the mercy of Srila
Gurudev, working on being. I also forget to tell one thing, that once Tamal Krishna, Din Bandhu, and so many leaders of ISKCON were here, and festival was going. In class I told that Swamiji has not come only to preach Nagar Sankirtan. No, I told. He has come more prominent thing than this. These things could have been done by Mahavishnu, Nam Sankirtan, Jugadhara. But he has not come for this. He has come for the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, and in Guru Parampara line, what? That Unnat Ujjal Parthi Bhav. He came, descended to this world to give these things. He was not suffer, and he only preached over whole world Nagar Sankirtan. It is in the eyes of general people, those who are not so much interested in bhakti rasa siddhanta. They heard Kamal Krishna and all other Vishnu Priya and Gaur Priya. Gaur Priya, she is not here. She will not come today. Tonight. Yesterday. Oh, I wanted that she should. They stood and they
were applauded.
They agreed and they Mari Prasansa ki iske liye.
They glorified
me to tell this. And next day whole ISKCON general, whole, become against. Oh, Narayan Maharaj is minimizing our Gurudev. This was only foolishness. And from then, they become upset. Sometimes it becomes like this. They cannot
tolerate
and understand the deep meaning of our Guru Parampara, Srila Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had preached everywhere, Nagar Sankirtan. Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everywhere Nagar Sankirtan, for general. But what he did himself with Rai Ramananda and Sarup Damodar in cave, what he did, Gambhira, this is more important. It is not for general public. It is for rare persons in this. I want that we should now give Pushpanjali, Aarti and Pushpanjali.